Now, in my later years, there was a fellow that had a ranch, and they called it the Weekawa Ranch. And he had a lot of sheep shipped in here, and he raised sheep back out there.
Is it kind of like the male and female
different men? The old male is what they call a ram, mm-hmm. and the female is a ewe, E-W-E. And they share them, besides they kill them for the meat, like lamb chops and so forth, but they share them for the wool, you know, sheep. And that's a kind of a trade of its own, shearing sheep. I helped the fella. I never did do none of it, but I helped the fella shear some.
When he first went to work over here,
yeah, we had a bunch of sheep that was raised, they was owned by the employees, and we shared them. We'd have days that we had to go and share these sheep. And I don't remember now, it was sometime in the spring and late fall, we shared these here sheep. And I helped a fella that he was from Georgia. He knew how to shear sheep, and I'd help him hold them while he'd shear them.
What about when you had all the animals, like,
do
you have different ways that you call them?
Not in particular. Now there was people that called them different ways, but you take ours. We always had them in a pen. Only the wild ones, and then you didn't call a wild one, so they wasn't no use. You just was wasting your time. But if you had a hog, you had him in the pen. If you wanted, you know, fatten him up to make bacon and hams out of, you had him in the pen, and you fatten him to get your bacon and hams and lard out of him. And the same way with your horses, they was in a lot. They kept them in a lot, and in at night they was kept in, they were turned loose and out in a lot in the daytime. But when you went out there, they went right into their stall where they slept.
What about like if you were riding a horse and you wanted them to go one way or to go the other way?
Well, if you pull on your line, if you want him to go to your right, you pull on the right line. You got two lines from his bits up. Mm-hmm. If you want him to turn over to the right, well, you pull on this here and you hold him on that until he turns as far as you want, and then you let slack it. Mm-hmm. Same way with your left. You want him to go to the left and pull it. But if you wanted to, if you would plow on a pair of mules, now you train your team. Everybody knew their own team. And if you would plow on a pair of mules, well, you had the line, the rein, hooked around your neck, and you had to hold your plow handles in each hand. So you had to have the reins draped around your neck in order to hold them up. And you couldn't, if you wanted to, your mule was getting off of your row when you were trying to plow a straight row down through there, while you looked right over that mule's back, right down between his eyes to a stake. You put you down a stake, head out on the other end of the line. And you plow straight fur. As that mule was getting off of that fur, you couldn't pull him with your line. You could do it, but it'd be awkward. So all you said was G. If you want him to turn to your right a little bit, you holler G, and he's going. And if you want him to turn to the left a little bit, you say ha, and he'd turn to your left. Yeah, your mule knew what you was talking about. You said G, ha, and that's where you want to turn him to the right, you said G, and if you want to turn him to the left, say